on the edge with April Mahoney brains. How y'all doing? This is the place. You know where you are, where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, we are with J. Harvey Yin. Is that a cool name? What just rolls off your tongue? She's a Reiki master. She works in the holistic woo-woo space. I love that. She also has a fondness for the disabled. She forgot to tell me that in the green room, but she really loves her people. She's a coach, breakthrough. And what does that mean to break through? Because realization is one thing, but to actually have a breakthrough that you are able to utilize for your highest and best good. And when you reflect on it, that it is not a Debbie Downer, but it is a motivation and an inspiration. So we're going to talk about that. And she also created a beautiful journal so that you can document your progress. Let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Jay?
I am fantastic. Really good. I'm so excited to be here today.
I'm excited to have you, darling. Tell us how you show up in the world.
How I show up? Oh, I always show up with joy and a smile, and I always try to present my best self, not my real self. So if I'm having a down moment, well, then you'll see me in the down moment, but I always try to keep it real as much as possible. So that's what I do.
Well, how do you find yourself in this space? Because, you know, you got a regular gig, but you decided to expound upon that, go deeper, work with individuals that are struggling, women that are struggling, to try to regain and find their identity. So many people are lost, and I don't know how they get lost. You know, is it because their family didn't validate them growing up? Were they bullied? Are they insecure, overachiever syndrome? Are they empathic? It could be a laundry list of things. Would
100%.
You
absolutely. Look, I am my client 6 or 8 years ago. You know, I think you know what you know best. And probably around that time, I had a large business in the beauty industry, distributing to spas and salons. And I had a bit of an identity crisis of my own and realized that things had to change. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to do that. I've been doing the things and I forgot to be. And so I discovered Reiki, and Reiki was really instrumental in allowing me to slow down and tune into my woo-woo side, which was always there, but I kind of disregarded it in the traditional business world. And I started a business with my best friend in the disability space, which I love, and we still do that. It's really fun. We have discos, and you know, we take them to the pub and do all sorts of crazy stuff. And our main mission is to teach people with a disability to communicate better. So I still do that. But my real passion is to help women see themselves and believe in themselves and know what's next for them. You know, so many women, I find, are busy giving to others, giving to careers, giving to children, giving to husbands, giving to community or whatever. And then for one reason or another, like you mentioned, there's a gazillion reasons why you might lose your sense of identity. But when you do, it's very hard to navigate that. And there's all these ideas and groups and Facebook communities and blah, 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 blah. But I found that I needed to create a blueprint. And I've been an educator my whole entire career. And so it's natural for me to want to help others learn the things that I've learned from my experience. So I found Reiki and NLP and timeline therapy. And timeline therapy, I know you mentioned breakthrough before. One of the things that I do is a personal breakthrough. And I kind of call it an emotional cleanse. We go into your past. It's very woo-woo, but it's fantastic. You go back and look at the actions of the past. We clear the main negative emotions like anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. And we clear any limiting beliefs. But the beautiful part about timeline therapy is that you don't have to feel the trauma to learn the lesson. So in fact, I was going to say Prince Charles, but he's King Charles now. brought in timeline therapy for soldiers coming back with PTSD from war, and that they learn the lesson, they heal from that, don't carry it on into their future, but it clears it out. It's magic. Being a little witchy and magical, okay. I like
Okay, so you use some very potent terms, hoo-hoo, witchy. What does that mean to you? Because spirituality is one thing. There's a dark side of witchery. There's people that say the white witchery. And then there's also the people with the religious doctrine that shy away from that and say, I want no parts of this. What do you say to those people?
I say to each their own. Everybody's got their own path. But for me, I found that traditional means didn't serve my purposes. And so I went to what I call woo-woo. So the more alternative practices like meditation, mindfulness, journaling, Reiki.
Well, you know, hoo-hoo is, it can be more than that. It can
absolutely.
Be spells. It can be incantations. It can be, you know, saging. It could be,
all of those
rituals.
Things.
Yeah, it could be all that. You know,
and it depends what lens you look at it from. Like cleansing can be holy water, it can be sage, or it can be just clearing out in sort of a psychological sense. You know, it depends which lens we come at things with. You know, affirmations could be a prayer, could an incantation or a spell could be an intention setting. I just think that it depends on the lens that you choose to go through life with. And I choose to go through life. I call it practical woo-woo. And I'm writing a book that's going to be called Practical Woo. Because I think that it doesn't matter how woo you are or how witchy you are or whatever. You have to do you. You have to do the things that work for you and reject the things that don't. And I don't think that everybody in this world has that same kind of accepting belief that, you know, people are black and white, but there are so many shades, aren't there?
There are. And, you know, different parts of the world.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of clients from Australia, New Zealand, and Tasmania, and I find that they are more on the holistic, spiritual, energetic, metaphysical
pathway.
Trajectory, more so than the religious doctrine of the Christian, the Jew, the Buddhist, where they are more into the scripture, into the faith base. So again, everybody has their own path, brains. We're not judging one over the other. We're here to provide you information and options. But I do believe that spirituality and religion can cohabitate, because I look at it as, I put it as simple as I can, I look at religion as the Uber and spirituality as the destination. You've got to ascend higher than what someone tells you from the pulpit. You've got to go into meditation. You've got to find that space where you are clear and you are able to connect with source without any intercession, without any intermediator. Because I'm telling you, whoever you're talking to or cohabitating or commiserating with, they're not going to be there with you when it comes to the judgment. They're going to say, Jay over there, April over here. We're not going to the same place at the same time. We've had two different journeys.
100%. I totally agree with you.
You know, so what do people have to look forward to when they coach with you?
Giggles, first of all. I'm kind of fun. I'm a little bit, I'm a Gemini. So I do things in duality.
Yeah.
So I like things to be fast paced. I can hold space like no one. You know, I will hold space. We calm, we deliver. Each session there's Reiki. We do breath work, and I even do a card reading, which is really fun. And then we go into the steps. And my program is not really what I would call cookie cutter. It's not like day one, we're going to do this, day two, we're going to do this. I really endeavor to connect with my clients because their journey is unique. Sure, we might have some similarities. So I draw from my experience, all of my tools in my toolkit, and work out the best path for my clients. And I usually work around 3 months, but sometimes they stay longer because we get addicted and then we go, ooh, what can we do now? When they
Right.
can see the, so the first kind of little chunk is usually clearing away the baggage and working out what they really, really want and who they are. And that can be quite emotional. And so we have a giggle and we cry together and laugh together. And but I really am committed to the results for my clients. And whatever that looks like for them, I'm not attached to what it looks like, what I want them to look like. I want their life to be juicy for them, not
Right,
me.
because you are the actual conduit, you are the facilitator.
100%.
You are not the architect, you are not the director. We all have our own screenplay. We are character actors, and we're really observers of this
We
thing called
are.
life. You know, we're here for two purposes. One is to learn, the other one is to teach.
Exactly. Sometimes I take my hat off and I go, can I just put my mentor hat on now? And I might tell a story or do a little teach, or I've got lots of resources from years gone by. So sometimes I will teach, but primarily my goal is to help them release their limiting beliefs and negative emotions and get them on the path that they want. And get them to fall in love with themselves again. Because most of the time, women, well, a lot of women don't love who they are.
Right.
So it can be a gentle process too. Sometimes I'm a fast talker. I like action. I like to get results. But I'm also aware that everybody's journey is different. We can take the time that they need to do that.
Well,
And I love it. I love it.
we've talked about the positive, but let's look at the controversial. When we open ourselves up to universal source energy and woo, all spirits are not good.
That's true.
They're not good, and they don't have your best intention. And so when we run across the adversary, we have to be protected. We have to be clear. We have to safeguard the information that you're getting and that you're transmitting. What is a clearing process that you use to make sure that you are clear and that you are clean when you are providing this information and guidance for your clients?
That's a big focus for me because I don't want to carry my baggage into my client's life, and I don't want to carry the baggage from previous clients. So, it, as a Reiki master, we have a little technique. It's called dry bathing, dry bathing, and I always do a clearing before and after each session, so that I know that I'm coming in as the clearest assistant of that day. You don't want to hear about my life, although sometimes, but sometimes life sneaks on in to
First.
teach a lesson. But generally speaking, I'm there for my client, and I want to be as clear as I can be to get the results that they want and that they're paying for at the end of the day. It's
Exactly.
confronting work, so I want to be the best I can be. And I always say, I'll be the cheerleader when you don't believe, I'll believe in you when you don't believe in yourself.
Exactly. Two things. You mentioned something as far as pay for. I noticed that there's a lot of people in this space of energy work, of healing, metaphysical, transformational. It is a gift. It's just like religion. I know I was in church one Sunday and I saw the pastor. And right as I came out of the bathroom, well, you know, in the bathroom at my church, it's one of these big mega churches. There's lovely crystal chandeliers in the bathroom. What I read was that my God was a pauper. He had nappy hair, raggedy clothes, and no shoes on his feet. He didn't have lovely crystal hanging from the bathroom. So I asked the pastor about that. And he goes, well, you know, Sister April, saving souls is big business. And that's 100%. But I find that people in the metaphysical or energy space don't know how to package that. They feel that it's disruptive or it dishonors them to be paid for using their gift as a service. And I don't understand that mindset. Do you?
Look, I think there throughout history, wise women, community leaders were always paid in kind often, like they would be given a chicken or dinner. They were always valued. And I think that in this marketing world, this is one thing that I find really awful in the marketing world, is that, a lot of people prey on people's pain and use that as a lure to get business. And I think that I show up as me, and I want to make sure that I'm a good fit.
Right.
I'm a special human. I'm
Absolutely.
a bow in a special way, and I may not fit for everybody. So I invite people to have a call with me that's completely complimentary. It usually goes about 45 minutes, and I call it my Clarity Connection call. And it's a way for somebody to put a big toe into the world of Jay and see if we can fit, see if I can read you and we can relate. And then we go down the money path. And I find that is nice. And when you talk about, us giving, we have to live too. I have to pay my bills. Everything's going up.
Absolutely.
But I want to make sure that my.
Money is energy.
It is.
It
And we're
needs to remain
exchanging.
it right. It needs to remain fluid. If you live like this, you cannot receive nor can you give. But when you
100%.
live like this is a life of abundance and it is just flowing.
Exactly. And I have in my mission statement, I was talking to a girlfriend the other day, and she's like, I see all these coaches and they give this away and this away. And I said, look, I've got it booked in for every six clients I do one for free. Because I would love to be able to do this work for free, but I have a mortgage and I have
Absolutely.
bills to pay. And also, I think there is something to the fact that when you get something for free, sometimes you don't value it. So
You don't value, you don't respect it, but you want me, you want to come to me as a spiritual advisor and help you find the perfect mate, help you figure out your career. Help you figure out your money issues. And then I'll walk away with shit and giggles.
You don't
Oh,
value
are
what you
you?
don't pay
And
for.
you have to be careful what you get for free.
It's
You know,
true.
with go in, do you don't walk into a big time department store and get red bottom shoes for free.
No, that's exactly.
You don't go into a fine restaurant and sit down and get your food for free. Be careful with that word free.
I agree. With the other thing too about free is that in the coaching program that I'm doing, sometimes it's confronting and you have to do the work in order to get the results. I'm the guide, but the person that comes to me is the one that has to make the changes, not me. I'll support through. And I find that with people that pay, there's an energetic exchange of money. They know that they want to get value for their money. They usually do the work. People that I gift for free sometimes don't do the work. So
Don't
I
do the work.
interview those
Absolutely.
people. I interview them. I don't just go, here, next person on the line. I want somebody who's committed to
Right.
change for themselves.
Absolutely. And it's going to show up. And I find that too. It's like people write a book and they'll say, oh, well, I give the book out. Well, when you give the book out, it's not a book now, it's a pamphlet. But if someone purchases it, they have an investment. They say, oh, I bought this book. At least I'm going to read 20 pages of it. I was
Exactly.
captivated by what that person said. I'm making an investment not in Jay, but in self. Jay already has the information. She's already documented it. Let's talk a little bit about your journal and the process of creating a journal. Let's see it.
Well, me being a Gemini, I wanted to firstly prove that I could write a book. So I did. And it's a little book, and my intention with this book was to create something for people who wanted to journal, either hadn't started before or were resistant to writing. So it's called Write Less, Discover More. And it's really a journal for people who don't like to write. And inside it, so I, and also for people who don't like to read that much. So I've got, at the start, there's a short part that tells you why you would journal, how you journal, alternative ways of journaling, all of the A's and C's of journaling. And then the rest of the book is a 30-day challenge on using, this is what I give to my clients. This is exactly the journal that I recommend my clients use. I give it to them when they sign up with me. And it's just a way of tracking their life for 30 days and seeing, I was just recording a video about manifesting and bringing something into your life. And you have to take action to get something. Otherwise, it's just a wish.
But you
So
have to be prepared also for what you're going to receive. That
100%.
that's like I tell people, okay, we're talking all positive, and I don't want to be the negative, but I'm the realist. Because you can manifest yourself some drama.
You
Oh, I
can.
want a husband, and you might get a boogaloo.
Never heard that
You
before.
have to be specific, almost down to the hair
Nothing.
color and how long the fingernails are. When you,
You do.
and then you have to make it a daily ritual and a practice. But what are you willing to concede? What are you willing to settle for? Everybody's not going to be perfect. Every situation's not going to be perfect. What Jay is going to provide you is an arsenal. She's going to give you some bullets to put in your gun. When things show up, you can fire back. That
Exactly.
you have some resilience, that you have courage. It takes courage to do this kind of work, brains. It's not just abracadabra. We're talking about woo. But again, you're dealing with energy, you're dealing with spirits, you're dealing with channels, and you're dealing with your own stuff.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but I think it's also fun and it's really rewarding. And I think a lot of women have never had their story heard. And I have big ears. So I listen and I'll reflect back those beliefs. And it's a really beautiful, beautiful experience that I cherish my clients. And my aim is that they will no longer need me. That is my aim,
And that's one thing that I tell people, that for me personally, I want you to, if I coach you, I want you to outgrow me. I want to look at you and say, wow, look at what I helped produce. Something that's bigger, better, brighter, because there's always going to be somebody chasing your tail. You're not going to be Michael Jordan is now below LeBron James. It just depends on where you are in your cycle, as we say, in your season. So now that you are in your season, you are living your best life, you look happy, you are no longer, focusing primarily on the beauty industry, you're more towards the coaching. You've also dedicated time with helping individuals that have disabilities. You've got all of this together. What else is there for Jay? What else does Jay want for herself?
Who asks that question? Goodness me. I think I want to be in a position to travel more. I used to travel a lot and I miss that. I would really like to finish my book, Practical Woo, and I think be in the position in life where you can choose which projects you do. How much you can help. I'd like to expand to have a group program so that people have somewhere to go afterwards. But I just love my life right now. I love what I'm doing. I love my clients. I can't wait to meet them all,
Ask you some fun questions. How about this?
Sure.
I love to
Yeah,
do this.
let's do. I do fun.
If you could time travel, where would you land?
Ooh, I think I would land. Oh, that is, I would either go backwards and I would go back to the past in the time of the witch trials and
What? See?
see if I could make a difference. Yeah, because I come from the south of England. There were so many women that were, lost during those times, and I think I would go back and see if I could make a difference. And in the future, I would like to travel to the future. I wonder if Star Trek, we will ever get to the Star Trek kind of world. Beam me up, Scotty.
Ever land on a planet really and just kind of take a residency? Who
I
knows?
don't even know. I would wanted to find that out. I think
Cool.
not specific, but I'd like to find that
You're an appliance in the kitchen. What appliance would you be?
Oh, I would be my Thermomix. I don't know if you have Thermomixes
I'm
in
telling you, I get
America.
more people that love that Thermomix. I'm gonna pitch them. I used to do, it's called Vitamix here, and I used to do demonstrations for them at the naval base. But yeah, so why would you want to be the Thermomix?
Oh my God. Well, it's connected to the internet, so you know exactly what's going on. It's got the latest and greatest recipes, and it's a one size fits all. It weighs, it cooks, it steams, it blends, it mills. Oh my God, I love that thing. I'm
Oh,
on my second one. I upgraded to the U-Boot one. I've had it
cool.
for 10 or something years now. Like, I just love it.
What's your favorite smell?
I like baby powder. I just think that's just reminds me of when my kids were little and, so sweet.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
It'd have to be something in the water. I think I have an affinity with the mermaid. I think that I would be a mermaid. I don't know if that's an animal. It's not really
Mermaid.
quite. It's not quite the answer, but I think I'd be. I like the duality of the mermaid.
Exactly. If you had three magical wishes, anything, what would you wish for?
I would wish for, okay, this is really not right, but I would wish for 0 calories to 0 body fat. Like, I would love to not just be able to eat and not have to worry about my body. That's number one. That's really selfish and, not very altruistic, but I would wish that I could be a man for a day. Just one day, because I really love being a woman, but I would love to get into a man's brain and body for a day.
Okay.
I reckon that would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because I think I love the fact that there's men and women, but I really would love to understand a man from a man's perspective. And world peace and all that jazz. I think that I would hope that people would treat each other like they would want to be treated, and I don't think it happens enough.
It doesn't, but each one must teach one, and you are a master teacher. Thank you so much for being here with us. Please tell us about any current offerings, promotions, and how to get in contact with you.
Okay, so yay. First of all, thanks. I've loved it. I love you already
I love
so
you.
much. I have a free Facebook community where I do challenges and like this month's Mega March, and we're doing manifesting money and mindset and meditation. I have a free meditation if somebody asleep meditation at the moment, that's on Insight Timer. You just search my name. You can find me on all the socials, and I'm really easy to find because there's only one J Harvey Yin in the world. No one has the same name as me, which is kind of cool. And then I would invite anyone who feels a little bit tempted to get in touch and let's have a chat. Let's do one of these clarity calls and see if we'd be a good fit moving forward to help you break through.
Exactly, brains, and you don't know what you don't know.
That's
You
exactly
know, fear
right.
is a captor. Fear will hold you back, and feel it. Fear is a liar. You know,
True.
it's a liar because fear is a false expectation appearing real. We've heard that a million times. So feel the fear and do it anyway. Jump on board.
I'm not
Just
scary either. I'm kind of fun. And
no,
then
let's
you'd
be
have an Aussie
fun.
friend. You'd have a new Aussie friend. Just
Exactly. You're the best. I'm
saying.
glad you're my friend. Brains, I need you to go in. Love, like, share, and subscribe. Love, like, share, and subscribe. We're going to put J. Harvey Yin, all of her information in the back of the interview, as well as in the show notes. Share this with someone else. If it's not for you, I know that you know somebody, okay? Level up. Go in. Don't be afraid. Do the best you can be. Be the best kind of person you can. Raise your frequency. Do something nice for someone that has a disability or has a challenge, okay? Thank you so much, Jay. You are the best.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, brains.